Hello, everyone.
Hi,
and I am Lewis Sandler, and
this is Jessica.
Jessica, have you ever texted anyone?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Texting is quite the thing these days.
Yes.
Texting everywhere, even in the classroom.
Right.
Yes. So I got curious about this word texting, and I found that there's at least 20 words, maybe more. A lot of these are up-to-date words, current, just within the past few years, about texting. And today we have 6 words that have the word text in them. And, oh, by the way, this is Origin of Words podcast, where we try to talk about different words and their meaning and where they come from. So this is podcast number 118, and here we are in sunny, today is at least sunny, Beijing, China. And we have, the first word is textpectation.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear that word before? Textpectation?
No.
No, I didn't either. It comes from expectation. So textpectation is, according to the Urban Dictionary, which I will give a link to later, that's the anticipation that you feel when you are waiting for a text message. You text someone and a minute goes by and 2 minutes and 3 minutes and they don't answer you, and what's going on? So here's a sentence. I just text her for a date, but now the text expectation is killing me.
相信这种感觉大多数人都经历过。 尤其是在这个谈恋爱期间，你给对方发了一个微信或者发了一条信息，你就在那数着，哎呀，回了没有？一会儿看一下手机，一会儿看一下手机，回了没有？回了没有？这种感觉就叫做等待这个回复别人回复信息的这种感觉，就是 expectation.
So this word in linguistic terms is a portmanteau, and I actually have some other portmanteaus on the podcast from last year. So portmanteau is taking 2 words like brunch, breakfast, and lunch, and you get brunch. So all these words here are portmanteaus. The next word is tectonics, and don't confuse it with tectonics, which is a geology word. This word is textonics, and textonics are the words that describe your emotions or your actions or your reactions to someone else's text. So if you just got your own, the first time you got a phone, you got to learn some textonics in order to keep up with the young people these days.
这个 tectonics 的意思是指这个咱们的，你在发消息的时候用的一些这种语言，比如说一些这种网上用的一些缩写的语言，或者是现在大家特别常用的表情包，就是用来发表你们的。 就是用一些表情包，现在的表情包特别多，某一个电视明星啊，或者某一个小孩啊，这种表情包特别的多。So
let me give you a little test, Jessica. We have 3 common textonics. LOL.
Laugh out loud.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Laughing out loud, yes.
Sorry.
And how about ROFL?
Well, maybe it's rolling on the floor laughing?
Yes, that's like really laughing a lot at someone's message. And then the last one example here is OMG.
Oh my God.
Yes, very common one. So those are textonics. Now the next one, number 3, is textomortis or textamortis. And this is a portmanteau of text and mortis. Mortis in Latin means death, as in rigor mortis, where you're sort of stiff, your muscles have stiffened up. So you cannot text anymore because you're not listening to your math teacher, but you've been texting all your friends, and now your fingers are frozen up. So it's here's an example. Hey, friend one says to friend two, talk to me, come on. And then friend two texts back. He says, hey, dude, I'm out. I've got textomortis.
哇，要是发生这种情况还是很严重的，尤其像现在这样一个社会啊，你的手不能动了，不能，大家想象一下，你的手在发抖，或者是手已经僵住了，根本就没有办法去发信息的时候，可能在东北，到了冬天的时候，你如果不戴手套，非常有可能发生这样的情况。
And number four is textologist. I think that's how you pronounce it. Now, it sounds like it's a person.And it should be, but according to the Urban Dictionary, it could be a person, but it could also be as a noun, or it could also be a verb. So textologist is the act of texting or surfing on your phone while at work or in your classroom. So if you continually do this, thenAccording to the Urban Dictionary, you're very lazy and you're not very reliable. So here's an example. He didn't really want to speak to his ex-girlfriend or boyfriend about, So if you are a textologist, then you're not really doing your job very good.So that brings us to textology, which is similar, but because of the ology. Now, ology, the root word ology means to study or to know, to like knowledge. So if you're doing textology, then you are avoiding the other person by talking to them either face to face or in...maybe like a phone call, but you want to avoid them. You don't want any personal contact, so you're going to just blow them off, sort of almost like text off. But here we have an example of the boy who doesn't want to actually talk to his girlfriend or his ex-girlfriend, so he just sends a meaningless message like,I'm so busy.
好 textologist 和 textology 看上去呢像是一样的，但其实呢还是有点不同的。 Textologist 指的是在上班或者是上课的时候去天天一直不停地刷手机，然后呢就没有办法专心上课，这种就上课或上班这种被称为这种很懒惰的人。我曾经听人讲过，有些学生有一部分学生可能上课的时候经常刷手机，甚至造成了他们就是形成了这种手机依赖症。我觉得一些手机依赖症患者可能就是这种所谓的 textologist。当然了，就是在雇主眼里或者在老师眼里，可能一开始的时候会认为他是这个比较懒惰的人。那 textology 呢，是指的是说，你要想就是有一些比较发生了一些比较尴尬的事情。然后你想解释或者想给某一个人回复的时候，你不想电话里说，你就是用这个或者当面说，你就用这种 text 的形式来说。
Okay, wow, that's a long one. Yes, these words are quite recent, just within the past 5 years, most of them. And the last one we hear is text off. Now, this is an example of the previous kind of sayings.From a few years ago when we got the brush off. And the brush off here would be, someone is saying that, well, they're too busy or they don't have time or they just make up some excuse. But with the word text, we have text off. So it's used, again, similar to textology, where you don't want to actually talk to the person. So as an example, It can be used with girls or boys and boys and girls. It can also be used with coworkers and colleagues. Anyone that doesn't want to talk to anyone, and give them the brush off or the blow off. So here we have the one example is, Jimmy called me last night, but I didn't feel like having an awkward conversation, so I'm going to text him off. Maybe she'll say, oh, I'm so tired, I got to go to sleep, bye-bye. Or, I just got the text off from my friend, which means my friend didn't really want to talk to me. Have you ever given the text off to someone or received a text off from someone?
Yeah.
And which one? You gave the text off or you received it?
Well, I experienced both. I texted off somebody off, and I got.
Well, how did? What did you say? What did you write?
Well, I said, "Well, what's up? I've been busy these days, and do you need any help?"
Is that a text off? Because if you said, "Do you need any help?" they might actually write back to you.
Well, usually, I don't know. Usually, if that's not my friend, or that's somebody, I don't know, but I texted this, and so the conversation is,
finished.
Finished.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So they won't call you back or anything,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so there you have six words with the word text, and I'm going to leave a show note in the podcast homepage. If you want to look up from the Urban Dictionary, you can find many, 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 many more words with text. So there we have it. And this podcast is 118. And as usual, you can download it to your MP3. You can put it online right away. If you're in a place where the internet is not so good, I suggest press the download button and then go do something more useful. Like do your homework or clean your room. Yeah, I should take that advice. Okay, and I think that'll wrap things up. And if you have any comments, please leave us a message at chinalewis@yahoo.com. Or if you're on Facebook, you can also leave a message or press a like. If you can get iTunes, send a review, and that will help us a lot. And anything else? Did I forget anything? No. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll say goodbye to you, mm-hmm. and we'll see you next time.
See you.
Okay, zaijian.
Zaijian. Zaijian.